This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Jeff Johnston on the line from E3 Partners. And Jeff, we're going to be talking about how the church can help E3 respond and get involved as workers of the harvest. And that sounds like a pretty straightforward sentence, but could you unpack it a little for us and kind of explain what you mean?
Yes, absolutely. So workers of the harvest really comes from Luke 10:2, where he says, he told them the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. So that's kind of where we're basing that off of. And we actually, we set alarms on our phones at 10:02 a.m. every day, and we pray to God every day at 10:02 to raise up more laborers for his harvest field. And so that's kind of where all this stems from. And really what we're trying to do is to help mobilize the local church to be those laborers in the harvest, to be the people that are going out and sharing the gospel with people, discipling people, raising up more disciples and leaders for Christ so that that can just continue to multiply and spread across the world. So that's really where it all comes from.
So it sounds, I looked at your website and I kind of got the impression that E3 Partners is doing what the church is supposed to do, but really it sounds like you're just coming alongside the church and helping them fulfill that mission.
Yes, exactly. So we believe that the local church is the vehicle through which God can reach the whole world. And we know that God ultimately can do all of this without us, but he allows us to be a part of it. And we're grateful for that. But we want to not replace the church. We want to come alongside the church. And so we have things like gospel trainings where we train congregations on how to share the gospel in a quick and effective way. And we train them on how to share their own testimonies and how to start Bible studies with other people and start discipling people and just kind of show them what that looks like. We also, we take mission trips all over the world and we can just take a mission trip with a church group or with several church groups or with just a bunch of different people to really any place that they feel passionate about. And then we also send out long-term missionaries as well. And a lot of those have come from different churches that we've partnered with and people that have maybe gone on a trip with us or have gone through the training and have just felt a call from God to go to a place long-term. And so we kind of help prepare them for that and then send them out and just support them throughout that.
And it's one thing to kind of know about these opportunities and the general principles, but how would you like our listeners and readers to take action moving forward? Are there any opportunities you'd like to highlight or as 2020 gets underway, maybe just certain things you want people to know about?
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, I would just ask everyone to pray. We would love for as many people as possible to join us at 10:02 a.m. every day. Set an alarm on your own phone or your calendar or wherever it may be. And just pray to God every day at 10:02 a.m., asking him to continue raising up more laborers for the harvest. I think that prayer is powerful, and we know that God hears our prayers. And so we would just ask first and foremost for people to join us in that prayer. But then also we would just love for people to wherever they feel called. If you have a passion for reaching your own neighborhood, if you have a passion for a particular country across the world, whatever it may be, we would love for you to join with us and get involved in reaching people either in your own neighborhood or another country or anywhere across the world. And you can do that by, we have free gospel trainings just going on all the time. You can find those on our calendar at e3partners.org/training. Or maybe you're interested on going on a mission trip. You can check all that out at e3partners.org/missions. And also you can, even if you don't feel called in supporting, the kingdom that way, maybe you feel called in giving, giving of your time or giving of your finances or of just support through prayer, whatever it may be. There is always a way that you can come alongside and just help us grow the kingdom. And so I'd say just check out our website at e3partners.org, and you'll find something that probably speaks to you or something that you can see yourself getting involved in.
Perfect. That wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just say thank you so much for letting me share this. You know, we are super passionate about the local church, and we just want to do everything that we can to help empower local congregations to be able to just reach others for Christ. And so that's all we're trying to do here, is just reach the whole world with the hope and love of Jesus.